Director of Administration Richard Leach says the program started this spring, and so far the state has replaced 30 gas-fueled vehicles with hybrids. He notes that a waiver will be given to agencies, such as law enforcement, that can't find a comparable substitute. Leach says there are no all-electric vehicles in the state's fleet, but that will change soon.
Commissioner Gold will get probably the first one because she's the energy commissioner. I may be turning in my state vehicle and get an electric vehicle. I'm looking at that now.
Leach says federal dollars will pay for the price difference between a gas-powered car and an electric or hybrid one. The network of 50 charging stations is expected to be online by mid-August. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.